Hi little friends, this is Pallavi Auntie again with the second part of Little Red Riding Hood, and I had stopped the story when the wolf got into the granny's house and gobbled her up. The wolf let out a satisfied burp and then poked through granny's wardrobe to find a nightgown that he liked. He added a frilly sleeping cap and for good measure dabbed some of granny's perfume behind his pointy ears. A few minutes later, Red Riding Hood knocked on the door. The wolf jumped into bed and pulled the covers over his nose.
"Who is it?"
he called in a crackly voice.
"It's me, Little Red Riding Hood."
"Oh, how lovely. Do come in, my dear," croaked the wolf.
When Little Red Riding Hood entered the little cottage, she could scarcely recognize her grandmother.
"Grandmother, your voice sounds so odd. Is something the matter?" she asked.
"Oh, I just have touch of a cold," squeaked the wolf, adding a cough at the end to prove the point.
"But grandmother, what big ears you have," said Little Red Riding Hood as she edged closer to the bed.
"The better to hear you with, my dear," replied the wolf.
"But grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"The better to see you with, my dear," replied the wolf.
"But grandmother, what big teeth you have," said Little Red Riding Hood, her voice quivering slightly.
"The better to eat you with, my dear," roared the wolf, and he leapt out of the bed and began to chase the little girl.
Almost too late, Little Red Riding Hood realized that the person in the bed was not her grandmother, but a hungry wolf. She ran across the room and through the door, shouting, "Help, wolf!" as loudly as she could. A woodsman who was chopping logs nearby heard her cry and ran towards the cottage as fast as he could. He grabbed the wolf and made him spit out the poor grandmother, who was a bit frazzled by the whole experience, but still in one piece.
"Oh, Grandma, I was so scared," sobbed Little Red Riding Hood. "I will never, never speak to strangers or dwaddle in the forest again, I promise."
"There, there, child, you have learnt an important lesson. Thank goodness you shouted loud enough for this kind woodsman to hear you." The woodsman knocked the wolf
and carried him deep into the forest where he wouldn't bother people any longer. Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother had a nice lunch and a long chat. So that is the end of the story, little children. Have a great day, sweethearts. Thank you so much.